Welcome to the Small Business Report. I'm Gordon Deal. We examine things like the minds of entrepreneurs, emerging trends, financing, marketing, unique ideas, big business moves that could affect small businesses, even how to get started on your own. Today's stories, entrepreneurs have created a twist in international travel, and the five things keeping you from launching your business and how to overcome them. Those stories after this.
In business, risks and rewards come with every decision, like moving to the cloud with Office 365. While its benefits include anywhere access and lower costs, cyber threats and user errors can quickly wipe out data and the money you save. Barracuda Essentials for Office 365 provide an added layer of security and functionality for threat protection, email migration, data recovery, and quality of service. Move securely to Office 365. Visit barracuda.com/essentials to learn more.
We'll start with this. Here's a new way to significantly save money on airline tickets, courtesy of a couple of entrepreneurs. Walk to another country, then fly from that country's airport. Yep, entrepreneurs have built a bridge to speed up border crossings. The Cross Border Express Bridge recently opened. It connects Southern California to Tijuana International Airport, which sits just a few feet south of the U.S. and Mexico border. Here's Wall Street Journal airline writer Scott McCartney. Scott, how's it work?
Some entrepreneurs decided to buy up 55 acres of land on the U.S. side of the border and use that to build a bridge across. It obviously took years of approvals by both countries and a whole lot of juggling to get this thing built. But it opened in December. The bridge goes right into the airport. And thousands of people each day have started to take advantage of this. The Border Patrol, Customs and Border Protection loves it. It takes some of the pressure off the land borders, and the company that built it is actually paying for the CBP officers and the facility. And it's kind of a unique way of speeding up international travel.
Wow. Do you pay a fee to cross it?
You do. You pay $12 each way to cross, $40 for a family of up to six.
Okay.
It's not cheap, but to do it otherwise involves a taxi usually and, a wait at San Ysidro or the other border crossing, Otay Mesa, which each one of them, they're the two busiest border crossings in the world, and people sometimes wait in line hours at those border crossings.
Wow, okay.
So nobody wants to do that with your luggage and all.
Mm.
And so for $12 to go from the U.S. to the airplane gate in a matter of minutes, but more importantly, coming back. To go from the plane to your car in the parking lot in 10 minutes is a huge saving.
How about that? Wow, we're speaking with Wall Street Journal airline writer Scott McCartney. His piece is called Flyers Cross the Border to Mexico for Cheaper Fares and More Options out of the airport in Tijuana. What's the difference in fares typically?
It's really quite remarkable. Volaris is the largest carrier at Tijuana. It's a Mexican discount airline. Aeromexico is the second largest carrier and obviously large carrier in Mexico. And you can get with the conversion rate and everything else, fares to beach destinations for $50-$60. I talked to one family that to sort of entice people, and because this is high profile, Aeromexico is flying its 787 Dreamliner between Mexico City and Tijuana. So these folks actually went to Cancun from Las Vegas, and that ticket and coach was more expensive than business class from Mexico City to Tijuana.
Right.
Part of their trip back. So they had a wonderful time enjoying business class on the Dreamliner, and it was cheaper than a coach ticket.
How about that? Thank you, Scott. Wall Street Journal airline writer and travel editor Scott McCartney. Coming up next, the five things in the way of launching your small business.
He's in the paint. Down by two. Can he do it? The ball is up. It's nothing but net. The crowd goes wild.
Hey, Greg. Waiting on your PC again.
Yep. Want a front row seat to the big game?
No, I'm good. A workplace that doesn't work is anything but beautiful. Give your employees the power to do their best work and reduce downtime by 50% with new, powerfully performing Dell and Intel technology. Learn more at dell.com/business.
If you've been struggling to get your company off the ground, then it's likely one of a handful of obstacles that's holding you back. Tips to getting past them from independent business consultant Larry Alton, writing on allbusiness.com. Number one, he says, fear of the unknown. To overcome it, keep a calendar of simple daily objectives. This way, you gain control over things that might seem impossible. Number two, funding. For poor credit, try working with a credit repair company. The second option, private funding that does not rely on your credit history. Third, try a crowdfunding site. The third obstacle that keeps you from launching your business, the demand for perfection. How can you tell if you're a perfectionist? Then consider how long it took you to finish your logo. Be the finisher, not the perfectionist. Number four, not wanting to ask for help. You may be surprised that others are quite willing to extend you a favor. And number five, letting emotions dictate action. Instead, he says you need to rely on numbers and facts. Larry finishes by saying these solutions may take some creativity and boldness, but then again, aren't these attributes entrepreneurs are expected to embody? Larry Alton, independent business consultant, writing in allbusiness.com. Reminder, by the way, you can get more small business reports on our website, which is thismorningwithgordondeal.com, and we encourage you to leave feedback on whatever podcast platform you use, whether it's, say, iTunes or SoundCloud. Also, if you'd like to share thoughts or ideas about your small business, send me an email, gdeal@compassmedianetworks.com. I know it's long, gdeal@compassmedianetworks.com. Thanks for listening to the Small Business Report. I'm Gordon Deal.